This is Casey.
And I'm Joe.
And this is Four Letter Town.
But we are not actually in our four letter town right now, at least not the one in central Pennsylvania. We are in another metaphorical four letter town in Kentucky.
I'm really excited because we're in Kentucky visiting my sister for the holidays. So we have her here in conversation with us tonight.
Yep.
And we also have her cute dog, Kyla. So you might hear Kyla talking to us as well. Kyla's an adorable husky.
Indeed, she is. But, you two are more than just sisters, okay? You two are twin sisters.
And that's why this episode is called Twins Talking About Twins. So that's what we'll be talking about.
Yep. So you want to say hi at this point, I guess, Caitlin?
Hi.
Just in case you can't figure it out, these two are identical twins, and at least I think they have very similar voices. So just in case things get confusing later on, when Casey and Caitlin talk to each other, yeah, their voices are going to sound very similar. Sometimes I've been tricked by one or the other.
I think we sound a lot alike, especially when we're on the phone.
So. And I never really realized we sounded alike until we both got married, and both of our husbands have gotten us confused only by our voices, not by the way we look, but when their backs were turned and they heard
the
other one talking.
And here we are doing a podcast about twins. Woohoo. But hey, I feel Joe. Like we have to get some of the twin cliches out of the way first, right? So ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and do
cool.
it.
Cool. Here comes like the barrage of twin questions. So if you're gonna groan, maybe groan inwardly, okay? So first off, which one of you is older?
I am.
Wait, who are you?
Caitlin.
There you go. How much older than Casey are you?
10.5 minutes.
10.5 minutes. Wow. Okay. And so just tell me what it's like.
So my answer to this is that what is it like being a twin? It's great, but I haven't been anything else, so I can't compare it.
It's like having a best friend that you can call anytime, but she knows everything about you.
It's like when I go on vacations to visit my sister, I don't have to pack clothes because there's already a closet full of clothes that are like here.
And you know that both of you will look pretty similarly in them, I guess.
Yes. I guess so.
And we don't have to worry about anyone saying no. Like, if we need her, she's
there. Yeah, she's there. Someone you can always count on. But I think a lot of sisters have that relationship.
Yes.
Okay, but still, twins, they have a certain, I don't know, an important part in the popular imagination, shall we say.
Can you explain that, Joe?
Okay, so one of my experiences with the two of you, remember, it was shortly after we got married. Remember, Casey and Caitlin, we had come down, we had visited you while you were living in a fairly large city outside Nashville, and we were coming back, and we had some car trouble. Remember, it was in southern Indiana, and as I was trying to figure out the car trouble side of things, you two were in this restaurant, and
no, let me tell this story.
Please tell the story.
So we stopped at the gas station, and we're walking in the gas station. This man is talking on the phone. Remember this, sister?
Oh yeah.
And we're not even wearing the same clothes. I think her hair is short and dyed a completely different color than mine. Maybe your tattoos are showing. This man's talking on the phone, and he just sets down the phone and speaks real loud. Hold up! I just spotted twins! And me and Caitlin looked at each other like, oh my gosh, I want to walk fast right out of this gas station. It's a little bit creepy. It's like, he was so dramatic about that.
Do you remember the summer we worked at Best Buy and we were getting gas and someone went, oh, there's the twins from Best Buy.
I know,
What the heck?
What the heck? Because at Best Buy, we had to wear the same color shirts and pants. And I guess we must have stood out to all the customers because we were the cashiers in the front.
So I take it this is a fairly common occurrence then. that people maybe treat you to a little bit differently than other folks.
You know, we're just used to it.
Yeah.
We've had this since we were born.
Okay, say more about that then. I mean, I've seen pictures of you two since you were born lots of twin-looking pictures. I mean, heck, probably the first 6 months we were dating, Casey, your favorite game to play with me is guess which one is me in all these different Facebook pictures.
Half of our childhood pictures, I don't know which one's me or which one's Caitlin.
I mean, you just gotta think about growing up, we were known as the twins. We were known as the, you know, just the twins everywhere we went.
Yeah.
Every year in school we were in. So, I mean, that's just what it came down to. That's why we didn't know anything else, and it's hard to answer some of those
And I think sometimes. That goes into the really important question that I have to parents even who have twins. So this is a really big conversation for families with twins when twins are going into school for the first time, is should you separate your twins in school? So that's a really important, actually, decision. And there's a lot of different opinions.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think it's a good thing.
We were separated from kindergarten to fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started having classes together in middle school and high school, and we loved it.
We loved that,
But once middle school and high school came, we were more known as the twins than we were in elementary school.
Exactly.
To ourselves, at least.
Yeah. And
we had different friends.
To the point, we loved that because
school.
We didn't have that.
Yeah.
Before. We had different friends in elementary school, yeah.
Yeah. But then, and then when you really think about our elementary years, it's like, hey, that was kind of nice. We had different friends and everything like that.
Yeah, I liked that, too.
But then in high school, we kind of got tired of being only known as the twins.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere we went, it was the twins, the twins, the twins,
mm-hmm.
twins.
The girl twins. Twins. Yeah.
That was it.
That was it. That was who we were.
Yeah.
And in elementary school, it was really cool when we were separated from kindergarten to fifth grade. For the first few years, probably like kindergarten through second grade, we, since our mom was the counselor at the school, we had some extra privileges to do some things. So I would spend an hour in my sister's classroom, and she would spend an hour in my classroom, so we would have an hour out of the day together. We did that maybe two times a year, and that was a really cool experience for us. I'm not really sure why we did, like, the whole ideology around that. But it was nice. And I remember when we would lay down for bed at night, we could talk about our days because we did have different days. So we talked about who was in our classrooms and what our teacher was like and different things like that. And I really think that helped us find ourselves as individuals when we were younger.
Yeah,
that might be part of our reason why we're doing okay as adults who live like 10 hours apart and we're identical twins. The reality is, though, it really sucks sometimes being so far away from each other.
Yeah.
It really does suck.
The first year we were apart was really depressing.
Yeah.
Then we got used to it, and now we're doing more life changes, like, you know, having babies, and we really want to be close to each other.
Yeah, now we're at the point, like, okay, we lived, like, our 5 years apart.
Now
we're able to find each other, what careers we like to do, study different things. And now we're like, oh, now we're starting families, we want to come back together.
Yes, exactly.
So you two have talked about how, you know, you found who you are as individuals. Describe how you're different then.
You want to go first?
I think I'm more business oriented.
Exactly.
My leadership, like, we both have leadership in us, but I focused on management and leadership as my career.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's still, like, what my mind and how I walk every day and how I talk to people every day. And I think Casey's more of the, not creative, we're both really creative, but more, say, helping people.
I would agree with you. No, we both love helping people. That's part of our personalities, but we have different styles in the way that we do it. We both do it compassionately and genuinely, but it's more, I probably studied more trauma-informed kind of care, counseling, feeling kind of words, that kind of stuff. And Kaylin's done more business, workplace,
like
how to treat employees, how to hire people, train employees, and stuff like that.
And I tried to build build people up in the workforce and you try to build people up in the community.
Exactly. And that's how our business, Wildflower Enterprises, really is able to have multiple different assets too. And I think that's awesome about our business because one thing we do care about the workplace and treatment of employees in the workplace, and we care about treatment of people in the world, in the community. So we bring both of our knowledge that we've learned apart together.
Yes, exactly.
Lovely.
Well, maybe you can talk a little bit about, you know, the business that you founded together, because Casey, you call Wildflower, you know, Wildflower by K and K. Guess what K and K stands for? It's Casey and Caitlin. So how is it that you two decided to start this grand project?
Well, several years of wanting to do it and then it just forming together.
Yeah, several years of needing money for college and just needing money to empower ourselves in.
The idea changed a million different ways.
Yeah, it's like really evolved over time, but it was K&K. First, we were selling used clothes, really, on social media and things like that. And that was fun. We enjoyed that. We had a mass amount of clothes, and a lot of teenage girls do. We definitely did. So we thought, oh, here's a way to earn extra money. And we needed money to help support us in college because our families couldn't necessarily support us as much as they would have liked to. That was something that kept us together. So when we separated in 2010 to go our own ways, K&K Closet was what it was called at the time. But we already did have the name Wildflower at the time because there was a song that we liked that helped form that. And we were living in different places too, so Wildflower did come along. But that kept us together. That was something we shared.
Yeah.
Like, we were completely doing different kind of jobs. I was living in city. She was living in Ohio.
That's kind of our way of being, when we were sad that we weren't together, that was kind of our way to bring us together.
It was. There were times like you were sewing for people, and I was doing something else completely. And we had our blog website that we shared.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and why we still have this passion of connecting women, especially women in rural areas now, because that is our background growing up in rural America as the Greer Twins. That was our name.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And now we both have moved back to different rural places in Kentucky and Pennsylvania, and we're pretty happy.
Yeah, exactly.
I am kind of curious if, you know, you've noticed, I don't know, any differences between how people treat you as, you know, a set of twins in a rural area, a four-letter town, versus a large metropolitan area? Because I know that, you know, both of you have lived in both settings.
I think we stand out more in a small town.
Yeah.
Especially if they know you. Oh, there's the twins, and at bigger town, you kind of just fit in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that
fitting makes in, sense. It's a good way to put it. Because you fit in a small town, but it's just like they single you out more.
Yeah, they've known us since we were born.
And even if they didn't, even if we were in this town now, and it was both of us in a year,
people would know us. Like, I think the people that own the donut shop, they probably already know us, and I've only visited here like 3 times.
Yeah. Whereas in a big city, when I say fit in, they just, you're
not there. They're just there. Even when we were younger in elementary school, our elementary school had a picture for the newspaper, like all the twins who were in our grade.
Yeah.
There were several twins in our grade and the grade below us and above us. They gathered us all together, wanted to display all the twins in the newspaper.
Kind of strange.
It is kind of strange when you think about it.
And I take it that did not exactly happen when you were, you know, in college together in the Chicago suburbs.
No.
Okay. Point taken in that case.
It is now so funny because we have friends who only know, I have friends that only know me and have never met her.
Yeah, and I have a million friends who only know me and Don't.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when we come together with some of these friends that have only met one of us, they're like, oh my gosh.
I know.
You really are a twin. It's like, yeah, I was telling you so.
I was showing to people at work. They're like, you're a twin? Yeah, I'm a twin. You want to see a picture?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah. Like, everywhere I've worked, honestly, since college, like, no one's known you.
Exactly.
It was only when I was in Ohio at Starbucks is when they kind of knew you more.
Because I used to visit there a lot. Yeah.
Since then, no one's really known you.
Yeah.
I guess another thing that I can't help but think about, you've talked a couple different times about feeling almost, I don't know, you're different. You're maybe other, maybe even a little bit foreign, even though you've grown up in the same place all the time. How does that feel when people, you know, other you?
Oh, it does feel odd. It makes you kind of question, I don't know. How does that feel? I mean, you know what? I don't like to stand out all that much sometimes. Sometimes you just don't want to.
That's why we like living in the big city.
We're going to go and leave this town to go to a city so that we don't have to stand out and things like that. So, yeah. And go back to that guy in the gas station that pointed us out like that. You know, that did make us feel like a other. Like, what, are we aliens or something? Like, we're just people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that happens more in, like, rural four-letter towns than it does in big metro areas?
I think it just depends on the community in the metro area, though. It's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of big community places that are very similar to rural areas.
Yeah.
And it just depends what kind of groups you're involved with.
Yeah,
exactly. And we could walk down the street in Chicago and maybe be pointed out like that, too. Yeah. We were in that rural gas station in Indiana. I don't know.
You could still have some creepy guy, like, walking down a busy street, stop, stare, and then talk on his cell phone. It's like, I just saw twins.
I just spotted twins. That's what he said.
Oh, just spotted twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still creepy, still othering. Yeah, y'all, don't do that. Apparently, that's evidently rude.
I mean, it's awesome to have twin friends and enjoy that. I mean, but don't make them feel like the other. But one story, twins can spot out other twins from a mile away. Joe and I were walking down the street in Glasgow, Scotland this summer, and there's three guys in front of us. And I could tell the two of them were twins. Just the way they were talking, and they were kind of arguing with each other. And we were walking behind them. And I said, Joe, those guys are twins. And I was like, that's how me and my sister look probably. And their third partner just kind of looked kind of just like, uh-huh. Like he was the other in that case.
Might look like the way I look when I'm with the two of you and you're arguing with each other.
Anyways. So, being a twin is awesome, and I wouldn't want anything other than this. I'm totally blessed to have my twin sister, Caitlin, beside me in life.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad to hear that. So, this is our episode about twins, talking about twins. Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us on our podcast this month.
Yes, thank you, sister.
You're welcome. Anytime, sister.
All right. And, you know, it's Thanksgiving, so I feel like I have to say happy Thanksgiving from our four-letter town to yours.
Peace.